Through this journey of discovery. In finding you and finding me. Now that I have someone special, bring out the joy.
You better sing.
Inside of me.
I can't do it. I had to let it go because I would fuck that song up. I actually really loved that show. I really fucked with it.
Feel it should be you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I dead ass is gonna let you go as long as you wanted to.
Hello.
I am Essence Atkins.
I am Diane Carroll.
And this is The Read.
Whew, welcome back, y'all.
Half and half edition.
Yes. white people, go to YouTube and type in half and half theme song. And
it was during the UPN era. You guys weren't, you know.
They weren't that interested in blackness back then. We didn't
It's kind of.
That was real ethnic. That was the type of black shit you create and white people don't come steal it. It was just ours.
Because they weren't interested.
No, not at all.
I mean, UPN was a little too real. Living single to Sex in the City thing.
Yeah. Oh, except for like the blatant. I mean, it was just
the blatant.
Blatant, but.
Just like, here we go.
It's
just
I mean, that. Because really, Golden Girls, but you know. Anyway.
Anyway.
Let's move forward.
So. This is The Read, and it's another week of whatever, and I feel like something special is supposed to be happening right now. Is it like a special week? Something significant going on?
Not as far as I know.
Maybe it's just me. Whatever.
No, I can't think of anything.
Oh, The Read LA is like next week.
San Francisco.
I mean, not The Read LA. The Read San
Francisco. Yeah, The Read San Francisco is coming up. Exciting. I'm excited to go back to California.
Yes, I am. I'm excited to be on an aircraft for 6 hours.
That's a good, that LA to New York, that West Coast to East Coast travel, that's a good time to go to sleep. So I'm at least looking forward to a long ass nap.
Black excellence.
Okay.
Black excellence this week goes out to a young man. An 11-year-old young man by the name of Donovan Smith. Donovan Smith is the youngest vendor at Rail Yards Market in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where he sells his own line of soaps.
What? How cute is that?
Donovan crafts his own soaps to look like usually a dessert. Pies, donuts, cupcakes.
What?
Burgers. He's got like little Star Wars soaps and stuff like that that he sells in this market. And 20% of all his earnings go to Supportive Housing Coalition of New Mexico, which is basically a group that helps homeless people, which he was a part of himself. His mother, I believe, Casey Smith, was, I think, in the Navy and then went through that whole veteran homelessness bullshit.
Wow.
And this was, I guess, an organization that helped them get on their feet. And so now he sells
his own
soap, 11
how
years
sweet
old,
is that?
And gives back.
That is the dopest shit.
Donovan
is
sickening. So
these kids have the biggest hearts. That is just, that is
amazing. I mean, it just goes to show you that some of them out here.
Yeah.
Some of these little kids, the future is not damned.
The ones who aren't trying to be Terrio are, you know, there's just some prospects out there.
So shout out to Casey Smith.
The future is not completely bleak.
Mother of a soap icon.
Yeah.
Get into it.
Yes, I hope your soap ends up everywhere, baby.
I hope that he can get this stuff online. The business is called Toil and Trouble. And
where is Target? This is right up they alley.
I want it, like, I would totally buy some of these.
Target needs to have this in stores. This is amazing. And then for 20% of the profits to go back to that. Bye. Some people are just so good. Ugh.
So, dancing on right from there.
This transition is just always so hard.
Because you just go from so high to so low.
It just gets so bad, like in record time, but okay.
Like, this is what it must feel to like jump off a bridge. And it sucks this week. Like, it sucks so bad. So bad.
I have an idea of how shitty the news is this week, so I'm just waiting. Okay.
Well, I'm going to just dash by Bieber then, because we don't even really need to talk about how he almost got his ass whooped again.
Okay.
Let's talk about the hating ass, not the New York Times, but there's a writer at the New York Times, apparently by the name of Vanessa Friedman. Vanessa Friedman wrote a story on New York Times called Beyonce, Superstar, but Not a Fashion Icon.
Oh my God, really?
And Vanessa just wants you girls to know that
this is so stupid.
Beyonce, although she's got some of her iconic clothing, costumes, hung up in the Legends of Rock, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, she's not a fashion icon because she doesn't influence fashion, and she's never walked for Tara, or she didn't smize. I don't know what the fuck. What I don't know what Vanessa is trying to say here, but it seems to me like another opportunity for you girls to just hate on the queen.
Like, really?
This is all it is.
Like,
Beyonce,
really, though,
is not a fashion icon. Who fucking cares? She's an icon. Like
Beyonce, not an importer of oranges. That might as well have been your fucking headline. Because, bitch, who gives a shit? She's fucking Beyonce. She is legendary right now. Like, at Beyonce. Age 32. Like, she is fucking Beyonce. Like, she's iconic, period. Oh, Beyonce doesn't set fashion trends. Beyonce doesn't have the bitches going crazy
Beyonce
on Instagram.
Beyonce isn't the employee of the month at Whole Foods.
Y'all bitches are reaching so goddamn hard.
It's just
hard.
Like, here's another day of Beyonce being so crisp and perfect. Let's figure out something.
Like, we have to find a way to shit on
her. We have to find a way to discredit this bitch for something. She's not a fucking fashion icon. No shit, bitch. She's just an icon that is fashionable and beautiful and talented and artistic and philanthropic. And just, bitch, you're mad. She's so
right.
What?
It sounds like
Karl Lagerfeld
is
a fashion icon. Anna Wintour is a fashion icon. Donatella Versace, that's a fashion icon. Beyonce is just an icon. She's a legend in every
period.
And she doesn't have to be a fucking fashion icon. She's purchasing the garments from your favorite fashion icons, bitch. And in fact, your favorite fashion icons are sending her the goddamn garments, saying, please wear this the next
time
the sun kisses your goddamn skin, bitch, so that I can move some more of this dope.
Like, period. Like, Beyonce wears Kenzo during the fucking Mrs. Carter show for a grown woman, and all of a sudden it's all anybody can talk about. Like, Vanessa, you dear sweet hating ass bitch, I just don't understand why people like you are just so focused on finding something bad to say about Beyonce. If you don't like her,
just excels,
then just let
anything.
Her be. Like, I don't like, just okay, you don't like her, girl, okay, but to go around and try to find shit, y'all mad because she won't respond to these divorce rumors, y'all mad because she won't speak further on the salon situation, you mad because she's gorgeous, her baby's beautiful, everything about Beyonce's life just seems golden and perfect, and she is not going to let you inside, and you bitches are so mad that you have to come up with some bullshit like Beyonce not a fashion icon. That might as well have been Beyonce not an hourly employee down at your local goddamn McDonald's, because, bitch, really, what is the relevance? Who gives a shit?
Beyonce doesn't need to be a fashion icon. Beyonce is an icon.
Is Beyonce the one begging to be on the cover of Vogue? No. Or is Anna calling Beyonce like, girl, are you ready? Is it this month or when? Like,
when would you
like act
to come
like
back?
Beyonce is begging these fashion houses to take her seriously like her name is Kanye.
Blue Ivy dries her hair with Givenchy towels.
Like, get the fuck.
No one is concerned.
Beyonce will wear a $150 outfit from Topshop and make it look like Versace sewed it onto her body. Like, the bitch is just gorgeous. Like, she turns regular. She could buy a $13 cotton dress at Target and make that shit look couture. Like, I'm positive about it. So for you bitches to just look for shit to say about her is just beyond me. Like, how are y'all that goddamn bored? Please get a hobby or some dick. Find Jesus.
I just don't.
Something. I just can't.
Why must
like, you? Like, you're just so bored. You're just bored, bitch.
Next headline, Oprah, not the woman who cured AIDS today.
Like, Oprah doesn't own any goats. Like, so we're just saying things now? Like,
Oprah didn't pay my rent last month. Bitch, but I don't, what do you want? Okay.
What are you saying? Oh my God, find something to do.
So, Nicki Minaj is upset.
Okay, for what?
Nicki Minaj is upset because you girls won't let her ass be great.
Oh, okay.
Nicki Minaj has a single coming out next week that was supposed to come out this week, but that's Nicki Minaj has a single coming out.
I called know what you did, just
Anaconda.
Saying.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't know anything.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj has a single that was supposed to come out this week called Anaconda. The single cover came out a little bit late, like I feel like not too long after we did the show last week. It is literally just a white background with Nicki Minaj doing a Magic City perch. You know, like a...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that shit. I feel like it has a name, like a canary perch. Like
I don't know. It's a squat, but there's a
the bird squat.
It's a certain right because your back is very straight. It's yeah. like it's highlighting the titties, and then it's making the waist smaller, and then it's giving the ass everything. So.
There's really like a.
It's very sexual.
Yeah,
like, it's a provocative thing.
It's also one of my favorites.
She looks amazing, but this. I thought she did this exact same thing, just showing the front when she yes. first came out.
Which is the first thing I thought of, actually, when I saw it. I was like, oh, look, this is the sucker.
Whatever that was when she was for a licking old that Nicki big Minaj ass lollipop. Stand. Yeah.
I forgot the fuck. I don't remember. Whatever. It's like, oh, look at it. It's like a backwards ode to
whatever that
past
is.
Nicki.
Yeah.
And
so I did not see the big ass deal. Still don't.
It's just... so aggressive. It's just very aggressive. It's a lot happening at one time. It's just very dire. Like
is
when
it?
I first yes, because her ass is huge. It and she's Nicki Minaj. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like one of you, what do you call yourselves, Twitter honeys? What do the niggas call them? So, whatever. You know.
I think it is Twitter honeys, hoes, whatever.
Whatever you niggas bust off.
They call them baby mamas, really, at the end of the day. But
right.
Anyway.
The past.
Yes. Call them subtweets is what they call them.
Call back.
Yes.
Remind.
Screenshotting DMs is what they call this shit.
Block user.
Court-ordered child support. That's what they call it.
Exactly.
Why? Anyway. Fucking Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, but when I first saw, I don't know. And I know that she likes to get sexual and, I mean, as much, it's such a perfectly crafted ass that it's like, why not?
Right.
Why, you know?
I mean, you obviously paid a lot of money for it.
But
why
it's still
you?
So aggressive. Like, it's just like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, like, I felt like she was literally sitting on my face. Like, I felt like... like a cheek to each eye. It was just felt like I felt smothered.
Wow.
Just like God. Like I felt like.
Like I just. Yeah. Like a little.
It's just so much on my spirit. It's just a lot happening.
It's aggressive. But I honestly did not think any more about it than what I thought of that first picture that I saw with the lollipop so many years ago that made me initially think she was a stripper. So this did not. Like to me, this was the exact same thing just from the other side and clearly photoshopped. I really just did not see the big ass deal about it. I still don't.
The big ass deal. I didn't really think that it's a big deal. It just kind of seems like a way for her to get people talking because pills and potions, girl.
Oh yeah.
Those
this was
pills
a good way to get
expired,
yeah.
Honey. They must have been placebo.
It just girls, that was not I don't think that was the sound we were looking for Nicki.
She got us so revved up with the hip hop stuff
right.
again that we were kind of I feel like we were expecting something like that. And
she
pills and potions isn't like
niggas out.
It's not that I like pills and potions. It kind of reminds me of Your Love, which was like her very very first single esque thing from Pink Friday, and I like that song. It's just kind of like something you would play when you're like 16 and texting your crush. Or
yeah,
something.
Pretty much.
So we wanted,
teenagers.
I think, something to kick up the pace a little bit. And oh, that's what this did. So this photo was followed
is.
By so many memes and so many.
I have seen so many
beautiful
Photoshop edits. Y'all are just filthy.
Children of Photoshop. Just very. I've seen so many.
Y'all
I've
have
seen
Photoshopped everybody into that picture.
A Sailor Moon version, which has become my iPhone wallpaper. I've seen.
Okay.
Marge Simpson.
Yeah,
and,
that was
Lady
disturbing.
From Futurama. That was, yeah, those were weird.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of the other internet memes, like Chloe, the Disney girl. I've seen her Photoshop, which is extremely inappropriate, actually. All
the
kinds
little
of stuff.
White
little
top?
Chloe, yes. Like I saw it on top.
Did you see the Miseducation of Barely Basically
yes,
Everything
I did.
With Lauryn Hill?
You know what? And y'all are just like. like you hate Black Twitter, but then they do shit like this in Photoshop, and it's like, I guess you have some work.
I just don't think that it's that big of a deal. I just, it seemed to me like, hey, I need to just stir up a little bit of spice here.
Yeah.
Get these girls excited. Let me just show off this big expensive ass.
I mean, and there it is. And then she did that whole Instagram project.
This Insta think piece.
Yeah. This think piece. For
all of these white.
For the urban youth.
So Sports Illustrated swimsuit models in their little bikinis and G-strings doing all of these little poses. And she posts them one by one saying, this is acceptable, this is acceptable, this is acceptable. And then she posts a photo of her big behind talking about unacceptable.
Yeah.
No. And I'm going to... No, no. And I say no because this isn't calling for race. Like, I feel like making this a racial thing just seems a little disingenuous to me because I don't think that it's about race. I think that if Coco, Ice-T's wife, I feel like if Kim Kardashian, if they were to do this same pose and put this shit on the cover of a single, somebody would have been like, girl, what's going on here? Because shit, that's a whole lot to deal with. Right. If anything, I feel like it would have been more appropriate to make it about women deserving the right to own their bodies and own their sexualities and do, et cetera. I don't think it's a black white thing, but that's just my, and I think that black women are treated differently in terms of how they express their sexuality.
Yeah.
Definitely treated differently than white women. But I personally don't think that that's what this is about because her ass is just, like, it's,
I think it
so
has more to do with gender than race, personally, but I do think race plays a part in it because it usually does. Like, I don't think it's all gender. I do think race has something to do with it, but I think the majority of the pushback here is based in like misogyny and niggas being dickheads and having double standards for women as opposed and
absolutely
and having different standards, right, for what women can do versus what men can do. Like, I really feel like that is the majority of what's going on here because. Nobody, did you hear about this man who wrote this open letter to Nicki Minaj and how she is ruining the nation's girls and a terrible role model for daughters and all this, but nobody ever, like, do you have any idea how many different male artists fuck up all the time and nobody ever writes these open letters? Like, Lil Wayne has a daughter and did a song with Chris Brown, which is problematic already by itself, but it's called These Hoes Ain't Loyal. Like, and nobody is writing open letters talking about Lil Wayne is a terrible example for girls across the country and rap, you know, children who are fans of rap and especially for his own damn daughter. That's not happening. It's only Nicki Minaj because she has her ass out. Like, Nicki Minaj's ass does not affect your little girl.
And what's the difference between Nicki Minaj posing like this on the cover of her single versus all of the men who have women that look just like this in their music
videos?
All
the time. But do you see anybody, do you see these men writing think pieces for the internet talking about how all these male rappers and singers need to show better examples for their daughters and cousins and all this other bullshit? No, you don't. You see them going after women who choose to express their sexuality however the fuck they want to. And so I'm on Nicki Minaj's side, even though this cover I really do not give one fuck about. I'm still on her side if you're gonna argue with me about it, because I completely support her right to be, you know, booty butt ass naked on her own damn cover if that's what she wants to do. She doesn't have to be a role model for your fucking kids.
I don't know,
you'll be a role model for your fucking kids.
I don't know if this makes a difference, but apparently this song is going to like sample Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
Oh, Lord.
My anaconda don't want none unless you know whatever.
I get it, yeah.
And so I don't know if that's... Whatever. Your ass is huge.
Great. I don't even see the big ass deal. I keep doing that. But I really... It's whatever, girl. Whatever.
If my ass was so...
If it looked like that, I would be hard-pressed to put draws on. Like, y'all would be like, really, bitch? So you just gonna come outside looking... So you just said fuck clothes today. Like, yeah, bitch, I did. You see my ass. You can kiss it.
Stephen A. Smith has been suspended by ESPN following a rant he made about, hey, you over here. We're talking about sports things.
Yeah, I know this story, so.
Stephen A. Smith, a sportscaster for ESPN, made a comment after they were talking about this Ray Rice case. Ray Rice is... a player for the Ravens who was apparently in a whole bunch of trouble after he was caught on surveillance camera dragging his now wife out of an elevator in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Steven made some comments about domestic violence in general and basically said that we should always take men responsible for their actions, but women should know what to do to not provoke these sorts of things from happening. So then he... one of his coworkers, and this is just the worst for somebody else from ESPN to be like, oh, girl, no. Like, someone hold him accountable. You know?
Yeah. Your own coworker was like, bitch, not.
It's like when you come back today 15 minutes late from break, and then that other coworker would be like, oh, so we're just having longer breaks now. That's what we have.
So some of us just leave for 20 minutes and it's no big deal? Okay. I mean, I'm just. All right. So some of us are just gone an extra long time. Okay. So it's not like a thing anymore, so that's not a rule. All right, I'm just checking. Yeah, that's what this was, but she actually had every right to do it.
Came out and said violence isn't the victim's issue, it's the abusers, so on and so forth. So Steven got into a whole bunch of trouble for this, and he's been suspended from ESPN, I think, for a week.
What do you think? So the thing about this is that not only did he make these ridiculous statements, he then went on Twitter and tried to justify them and made it even worse. Like, just really dug the hole even deeper. If you fuck up like that and you're getting a bunch of backlash, the last thing you want to do is log yourself onto social media and try to explain it away, because you probably have not learned enough in like the 2 hours since this transpired to give an appropriate response. This motherfucker, honestly, I feel like a 1 week suspension for what he said is like, it's not even really a slap on the wrist. Like, it's lighter than that even is. It's basically like, okay, Steven, just stay your ass at home and think about what you said. Like, it's clearly not okay. We're not going to let you get on the air and say these things about women provoking domestic violence and all this. But, you know, also, it's not really that big of a punishment. It's a 1 week suspension. If I got suspended 1 week from my job, I would be like, okay, well, I'll see y'all next Monday. For this week, I'm going to sit my ass at home, sleep till noon, eat whatever I want. Like, I'm not really hurt over that.
I don't know anything about Stephen A. Smith besides the fact that he kind of looks like a dick.
He consistently says stupid shit, and he's homophobic as hell.
His hairline is basically just an upside down U. It's just a U.
I mean, and that's fine.
Upside down. I don't really know enough about him to comment on him, but I do. If this is what I will say, because I don't know if this is what he was trying to say or not, the word provoke is something that you could go a lot of ways with. You don't really provoke a man into like beating your ass. However, I do believe, and I have always believed, that you should keep your hands to yourself in your own gender. That's how I feel. I don't think that a man should ever, 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 ever put his hands on a woman. But I also don't think that a woman should hit a man.
Yeah.
Because some niggas are fucking nuts and they're stupid and they will like either react really crazy. Melissa Ford told a story on The Brilliant Idiots about the time that she like smashed a Walkman into her boyfriend's face and he like punched her and then would cry every time he saw her because he felt so bad, but like he reacted because of the initial, you know,
right?
And it's not to like excuse it, because I have seen on South Beach alone, I have seen niggas take licks from women before and just stand there and suck it up.
Damn.
And just be like, that's nigga, you can't do, just cry in the car, nigga, because you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing about it
either. Like, that's fucked up.
So I don't know if that's what the fuck he was talking about, and I don't know enough about her to even help. And every time I hear his name, it's usually something bad.
Right. That's why it was so much worse, because it's not like this is his first time saying something fucking stupid. Stephen A. Smith consistently says stupid shit, but this was, you know, this is something.
Is he an athlete?
Domestic? No, he's a Lord, commentator. What am I even saying?
I'm forgetting my words.
A sportscaster.
But what
yes.
gives you, like,
for
how
ESPN.
Do you. I thought that sportscasters played sports at one point.
Yeah, formerly.
So what does he do?
I don't know. Other than being a sportscaster.
So he just watches sports and
I don't know what sport he used
to
play. I don't know that. Huh?
So he played sports once.
I imagine. I don't know what sport Stephen A. Smith used to play. I don't know him as an athlete. I only know him as someone who works for ESPN. I don't know him outside of that capacity.
So you don't really need to have worked in sports to talk about it on TV?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm certain he has a background in sports. I just don't know what it is.
Okay.
No, like, I literally do not know what it is. I'm sure he played something. I just don't know what it is.
Again, I would say that his background is like fighting the Pokemon League of Ash Ketchum, because he looks like a Diglett.
The problem here is that words mean things, and if you say, women, what can you do to not provoke your man, you're using a word that implies guilt. Provoke means that you did something to me with the intention of pissing me off, right? And so what I did was something that you deserved for what you did to me. Had Stephen A. Smith picked different words to say what he said, he probably would not have been suspended.
Well, maybe he didn't mean that.
Because Whoopi said essentially the exact same goddamn thing. Shout out to Charlamagne, because he told me about that too on The View. And ABC is not about to suspend Whoopi for no week or 2 weeks for basically echoing what Stephen A. Smith said. Like, she used different words. She didn't necessarily say, like, women, it's your fault. She just really stressed that nobody should be hitting anybody else. And right. And if you hit somebody, then you can't be surprised if they hit you back. Now, see, that's the thing. That's the line where people start arguing back and forth over what's okay and what's not. But she did not say, you know, don't provoke your man or don't provoke your woman into whooping your ass.
Right.
That's the line. And it's a fine. You see how fine that line is. That's why I keep trying to stress to you motherfuckers that words mean things. Because if you choose your words carefully, that's the difference between keeping your job and having an unwanted 1 week vacation. It just really is. So Stephen A. Smith, hopefully now you learned, motherfucker. I doubt it, because like I said, I remember him saying homophobic things in the past, and I've always just been like, oh, Stephen, girl, nobody has time. But anyway,
last story.
I know what this is already, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Neither am I. But you know something? I just have started to flutter so far away from giving a fuck about pop culture that
it's getting bad.
It's harder for me to find things to talk about. But this is something that just struck my Twitter timeline as I got up this morning and was like, well, nigga, I guess. Adrian Bailon, Adrian Bailon is on the cover of Latina magazine.
Yes, she is.
Which I hear is a very big honor or achievement among that community. In her cover story, she talked about the Kardashian era of hers.
Yes.
Where she dated Robert Kardashian Jr. And she said, to be stuck with that Kardashian label was so hurtful to me and to my career. I probably realized that too late. Not that it would have affected my decisions in terms of who I dated, but it would have affected my decision to appear on the show. She also said that Rob cheated on her constantly and would sometimes figure out ways to set things up so that he could get away with it.
Okay. That doesn't surprise me either.
Nothing about this sounds inaccurate.
No.
Nothing about this.
Like, that it sounds plausible.
It's a jaw dropper.
Yeah. It really, no.
We're all on the same page here.
Pretty routine.
Kim Kardashian was a little upset with this story, because she jumped on Twitter and said, funny how she says being with a Kardashian. I'm going to try and do it in her voice. Funny how she says being with a Kardashian hurt her career, yet the only reason she has the article is because she's talking about a Kardashian. So sad when people try to kick my brother when he's down. Hashtag family forever.
That's pretty good.
No, it's not. But it's kind of
I feel like that's how she talks.
I deleted the game, by the way. I deleted the game because the hack made it so easy. First of all, thank you to whoever created that hack, because I did not ever, ever, ever participate in funding the Kardashian regime.
I didn't donate
a single dime or dollar.
I didn't do it.
If you did, nigga, that's on you.
Yeah, that's
I don't know what to tell you. But I did delete the game. The hack made it so easy, and I don't give a fuck about Paris. Right? It just was so sickening. I had all the niggas. I had all the bitches. I had, like, photo shoots and 7 cars and 3 dogs yeah. and like everyone's phone number. I'd been all the
movies. It's crazy how the game gets too easy when you have too much money.
When you start off with all of that, with that huge head start.
Isn't it funny how when you start off extremely privileged, the entire game is easier?
It just became, it was almost
whereas like when you start off broke, it's hard and it takes 9 times as long to get the same basic task. Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
Wouldn't that be like just unreal if that was like a metaphor for life in general? Like, that just, it blows my mind.
I think that Kim Kardashian really thinks that she's the game.
Yeah.
I said before in the video that I wasn't sure if like the vapid, shallow nature of Hollywood in that game was intentional or not. I don't think it was. I think that Kim plays the game and is like, if I'm in this phone, then how can I be how can I be here if I'm on the phone?
I mean, because it's like, Mom, because it's like I'm on the phone, but then I'm like right here talking to you, but then I'm like right here on the screen, but then I'm like right here with you.
Am I a twin?
Oh my, it's like, it's kind of like my clone, because it's like I'm going to a photo shoot, this but like I'm at a photo shoot.
Absolutely my life.
Like, oh my God. Like, this is like, oh my God. It's like I'm at Dash, and then I'm like, oh my God, like I'm at Dash.
Girl, shut your ass up and sit down somewhere. Don't, like, this is a problem.
I can't believe she even acknowledged that.
That's what it is.
I can't.
Joan Rivers called your baby ugly.
Like, really, bitch? This is how you pick your
battles?
Joan
Rivers called your baby ugly.
Your baby.
Beyonce and Jay-Z ain't go to your fucking wedding. Like, you chose the cheetah girl to go after?
There are people who have really done some shit to you. Like, publicly. Like,
my mother...
You went after Adrienne Bayla.
If she would have called any of her kids ugly today.
Like, I'm stunned that Kim Kardashian actually paid attention to this. I cannot believe
First of all, whether we want to give it to Adrienne or not, Adrienne was in 3LW, okay? And she should know better than anybody that nobody minds what these niggas say or do.
Yeah.
We only mind what you believe is true.
Come on.
And that's the black bottom line.
It don't matter what they do. She knows. Adrienne Bayla kicked a girl out of a group by either witnessing or participating in the throwing of hot macaroni and cheese into her face. So
chicken.
Like, she's clearly true and down for whatever cause.
She was in 3LW, Cheetah Girls... That's a Raven. And these weren't like small things. Bitch, the Cheetah Girls went on like a world tour.
Them bitches she made money. Didn't they open for Beyonce or something? Some shit. At some point, she was performing for Beyonce. Something in conjunction.
And then she started dating Rob Kardashian, and everyone was like, oh, girl, that's the direction you're going in with your life. And she was one of the few to escape it. She's on this show, The Real, this talk show.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's a show with Tamar, but it's still a show.
Yeah.
And it's apparently doing really well, the ratings. It's getting ready to start. It did
getting picked up for another season. So
look at all. So there's
really managed to turn 3LW into like a lasting career, even if it's not like some crazy shatter the world career. Like, she has been doing well for herself, you know, in a way that most people don't really acknowledge. Because
and you ain't Biggie, baby boy. So no, it ain't one more chance. Because when your friends around, you don't want to hold my hand.
That's it.
Now you see your girl styling them. Okay, no, we're not gonna do that.
Are we not?
No.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, Adrienne at least deserves the cover to be on this. The
Adrienne worked for this. She like, was a nobody before 3LW.
Since like 12 or something.
She worked for this. She earned it. So I'm sure they asked her about, you know, something. I doubt she just said Rob Kardashian out of nowhere. But even if she did,
I mean, who is going to be interviewing this girl for a cover story at that and not be like, so what was up with that Kardashian shit?
It's not like she told some crazy lies or some shit. She talked about what happened in the relationship, and she is entitled to do that. It was her relationship. He cheated on her. If she wants to talk about her feelings, she can.
A video, I guess, for the talk show of her the other day getting a tattoo removed off of her ass.
I saw that. Yeah, I think that came out a while ago. But I think she had Rob's name tattooed on her ass, and she was getting that lasered off sometime. But this, it wasn't recently. I think it was at least some
Here's my
ago.
Problem from both sides. My problem from Adrienne's side, girl, you again made that decision to be a part of the whole Kardashian thing. And see, this is what happens. This is a testament from someone who lived through it to let you know, hey, girl, I should not have done this. But you auditioned for the role. You got the part. You knew your lines, girl. You came to work. You weren't wearing the colors that you didn't need to be wearing. They told you what your garments were supposed to be giving. And you came to work and you did it. And what happened, happened. But you made it through. Good for you. Let it go now. On the other side of things, Sweetness, Kim, nobody gives a fuck. We have to start making celebrities accountable for their loss of touch with reality.
Come
because
on,
these
say
niggas
it.
Are fuck. Like, a lot of them are just fucking crazy.
I'm just so confused back
what here. Is Rob Kardashian down about? It can't be being fat, because he said already, well, you know, I don't, if I want to lose weight, I'll lose weight because, you know, I'm fine with the way that I look.
Isn't he depressed? Isn't he like clinically
That's what
depressed?
I heard today.
I heard He's that he was like sick.
Depressed.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Kardashian family is a nut house from the outside looking in.
I mean, them people
so I can
look
only
right.
imagine what it's like being smack dab in the middle of it.
I'm
you wake
surprised.
Up one day and your sister ain't what the fuck she looked like the day before. And you just don't know what's going on in your life anymore.
What is even real? Chloe like, got an ass now. Kim got an ass now.
Who the fuck are you people? Like, every day it's just a new surprise, a new batch of cameras
Chris
and bullshit in your fucking life.
Six new faces.
You can't even go to your sister's fucking wedding without niggas dressed up as Batman and Robin and Wonder Woman and the Avengers and shit. Like,
of course you're depressed. You're a Kardashian. Why wouldn't you be? Like, I'm not even surprised by that. Look at his life. Look at the people he's surrounded by. Of course he's fucking depressed.
The point, listen, the Kardashians and celebrities like them, even some with a little bit of talent, like Justin Bieber and the other dickheads of the world, you have to remember that a lot of you are not doing anything that no one before you has done, and not doing anything that no one cannot do after you.
Yes.
10 years from now, if that, these record labels and these movie producers and stuff are going to be looking for somebody half your age who can do the same shit that you can do, if not better, and they're going to forget about you. That's why they was keeping Austin Mahone and Rita Ora on deck. Like, I want for one of you bitches
just
to act
waiting.
Stupid because we got a gang
on ice.
A
yes.
gang of you bitches stored back home waiting for one of you niggas to lose it. So what's it going to be? Because we can replace you hoes tomorrow.
Furthermore, I understand that family is family and people can't cross a line that family can cross. I totally get all of that. But you cannot expect the world to respect your brother when you and your sisters talk about your brother like he is a motherfucking dog. And y'all do it on fucking television for millions of
the
people to see.
The only episode of that show that I have ever seen, the only one, was the one where Kanye came and threw those clothes out. In that same episode, they went to like a therapist or something, which good. And then Rob ended up crying at one point because they wouldn't let him sell his socks, or they wouldn't take him to Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know what the problem was, but he was like bawling and stormed out of the room. And all of the sisters felt so bad except for Kim and the mama. They were sitting there like, well, this bitch, she be crying every day, and goddamn it, like,
yeah.
I have a pedicure at 5. Like, I don't even have time for all these tears. Tell that nigga to suck it up and get back up in here so we can wrap this shoot. Like, they didn't get like...
No, and they all talk about him crazy. And I get that, you know, y'all feel like family can say some shit and other people can't. That's true. But don't expect millions of people who watch your fuck ass television program to respect your brother when you don't show your brother that same respect.
Don't expect the woman that your brother cheated on to
respect. She would be the last bitch I would expect to say something nice about my motherfucking family. My
All
brother's crazy
is,
ass had the nerve to cheat on her. Of course she's gonna talk shit.
All I'm saying is, a lot of you have to get out of this habit of thinking, let me just hop on Twitter and let me floss on these girls today because I'm just this, that. No, few years down the line, somebody else is going to be coming along to do the exact same shit that you're doing, if not better. Kim Kardashian, if anybody should know that, how the fuck you think, look at The Game.
Right.
The Game is her life. She was the main character.
She's the girl,
and
yes.
Kim was Paris Hilton. It's the exact same fucking thing. And now Paris is Willow Pape and we supposed to just off it. No.
Yeah.
The only difference between the only difference between the Kardashians and the Hiltons is that the Hiltons had more manpower and better intel.
Because
The mama had the fucking recipe. And she had seven goddamn sisters behind her that also looked cute. cute and exotic instead of blonde. Whatever. It's exact.
But I also think the Hiltons are not desperate for that relevance like the Kardashians are. No, I mean like the
maybe
family.
Just Paris.
Because Paris and then her sister who did the handbags, I don't remember her name. She was always less crazy than Paris.
Nikki.
But the mamas in particular. Like Mama Hilton, I don't see her ass out here trying to floss with Paris.
It's just those
wearing
sisters.
Thongs and hanging out with Young
exactly.
Money.
Exactly.
But Kris Jenner is a goddamn hood rat.
She already has 12 kids and she has hired each of them from the age of
all
8.
Of them, she done gave Kylie lip injections and hired a makeup artist and got the bitch
and
some highlights.
You know I hate when these bitches, like, when it's something that's plain as day and you are trying to piss down my back and tell me that all the raindrops are lemon drops and gumdrops.
But bitch, it's
that
clear.
Woman's face is a lemon drop and a gumdrop and you purchased it yesterday and you're not gonna sit up here and act like you didn't because you did. Yes, she's pretty. She looks great.
Right.
Kylie has, you know, all of these great dresses and shit that's being made for her now that she got her face done and she's probably waiting for a birthday or a great report card to go and get them lips, girl, but she got them. Stop lying to us.
Yeah. Stop lying.
Anyway.
We've seen pictures of Kim and Khloe in their younger days with, you know, regular asses. Not big asses, not little asses, regular asses. And now all of a sudden these bitches got these giant Atlanta stripper asses. You better get the fuck.
And furthermore, it's Hollywood. Who doesn't?
Right, all of you do.
We're who not, cares?
Why are you trying to act like you were just born this way, bitch? Don't nobody give a shit. So sad when people try to kick my brother when he's down. But bitch, y'all kick him when he's down all the fucking time.
And if I had your brother's kind of money, I would have been the eldest Osborne. You know, Kelly okay. and what's the other ones?
The boy.
You know
yeah,
how
they
that,
have a sibling.
That other sibling
yes.
was like, none
no,
of
I
this is
I don't have no
for
time
me.
For this bullshit.
I will not be here.
Okay.
I will be, you girls have fun with that shit. I'm
I
would have
been the lost
here.
Kardashian like fuck.
Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if I got to go to job course, bitch. You keep me out of it. I'm not doing your reality TV.
No. Nope.
That is what I would
yes,
be doing.
Absolutely.
Sitting on the side, enjoying my
hell
little bit
yeah.
of money
hell
and
yeah.
staying completely the fuck out of it.
Hell yeah. Fuck that bullshit. I ain't got time for this mess. I'm rich regardless, bitch. You can keep your reality
this
TV.
Is just so stupid from every angle.
Girl, Kim, especially, you have millions of followers and an entire bullshit empire to run. Why do you even give a fuck about your brother's ex-girlfriend saying something about him in Latina magazine? Why do you even give a shit?
Maybe because it's catty and it's easy to like have a catty conversation versus when someone says something thought-provoking or something that you just cannot
I mean,
answer.
But of all the things, like you could have addressed.
Because if Kim Kardashian has to talk about like race again, I'll shoot myself. I don't like.
I really don't need her to write another bullshit blog post about how she's been dating black men since she was 13 but didn't give a fuck about racism until she had her mulatto baby. I just don't need to know it.
Did you hear what Jaleesa said?
I did. I heard about that. And shout out to Jaleesa for being a good friend.
She's jumped her for an Adrian's defense and said, oh, because over 10 years of hard work and not laying on your back for the world to see didn't grant you a magazine cover. Hashtag bitch, please. And
that's,
you may
that's
only
something
know Jaleesa.
That's something a friend would say.
Jaleesa hosted 106 in Park once when the wolves cried over the blue corn moon or whatever the fuck. But, you know, they're friends. I think they had like a reality show in the works or something.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing is fucking stupid.
It is.
And furthermore, why do we care? Why do we care? Why
I
do
don't
we care?
I do not give a shit. I heard about this story and literally went on about my day. I don't care. I'm being paid to talk about it. So.
Did you hear what Kanye said in GQ about how his marriage is perfect and Kim Kardashian just knows how to do everything? And she's
no,
just so
because
smart.
Honestly, I love Kanye, but I can't with
to.
Him lately.
I can't with him either. I just want for him to put out music and not speak to me.
I just, right. So, a new album? Okay, great. Let's talk about that.
September, I heard.
Yeah, so let's talk about music, because I don't give a fuck about your marriage. I really don't, sir. I'm not going to celebrate it if you get a divorce, but I'm not going to
once again,
tears.
It's the same thing with Kanye. Stop trying to convince me that this is anything besides what it is. I take the world as I see it. I yeah. take people, that long overused term, what someone shows you, when someone shows you who they are, believe
yeah,
it.
That's,
that's
that
my
Maya
whole
quote.
Life.
Yeah.
I take shit for as I see it. And I take Kim Kardashian and their whole entire clan as they give it to me.
Yeah.
And you're not going to sit up here and try and convince me that this bitch is like Da Vinci. Because she's just...
You're just not going to. So, but anyway, about your music, though, we could talk about
that.
Because I don't give a shit about this.
Those are the hot topics for this week. I feel like I barfed my way through it. And we're going to go ahead and take a break now. And catch you on the flip side. Hey guys, don't forget to check out our sponsors at Hulu Plus. As always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/3, you can get yourself a 2-week free trial and access to loads and loads of awesome video content. Hulu is great. Hulu Plus is so much more. They've got current season episodes of some of your favorite shows, including Family Guy, Once Upon a Time, which I love, So You Think You Can Dance, and even really cool niche programming like Sailor Moon Crystal, the new Sailor Moon reboot.
Yes, we're so excited for that. But you guys, Hulu Plus is normally $7.99 a month. But like Kifuri said, we're hooking you up with a free 2-week trial. You can watch on your phone, on your tablet, on the train, at work, on your computer. There's so many different ways to watch. And you should really just be blocking off entire days to catch up on all your Hulu programming. Because you can catch up on great current season shows like The Daily Show, Bob's Burgers, which I am just completely obsessed with, The Mindy Project, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and more. But you can also catch up on the entire season of shows like Law and Order SVU, The Cosby Show, Everybody Hates Chris, and Everybody Loves Raymond, which really by themselves is at least an entire weekend. So head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Sign up for that free 2-week trial. They have great exclusive programming like The Hot Wives of Orlando, which is a parody of The Real Housewives, and it's completely hilarious. So again, check it out. It's only on Hulu, and that's at HuluPlus.com/TheRead.
It's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go check them out. Tell them Kifuri and Crystal sent you, and let's get back to the show. So, letters.
Yes, send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And we're going to start off this week with a question about the queen, because why not? We started the gossip that way, so we'll just start the questions that way, too.
Sure.
This one comes from Suge, and it says, for the last few months, I have been in my feelings about not being able to go to On the Run. I really wanted to, but I was not in a position to financially afford it.
Oh.
So on the day of the concert, I had accepted that I wasn't going, and I went to teach my exercise class at 6:30 in the evening. I even played with the idea of canceling my class at the last minute if I won some tickets on the radio.
No, that's right.
I mean, I don't see a problem, but... So she continues, I hadn't heard from my mama all day, so once I got off work and finished my fitness class, I called her. She answered the phone super excited because one of her friends gave her 2 tickets to On the Run at the last minute because her daughter couldn't go. She said she didn't know who to take, and I squealed me, but she said she had already picked up the tickets at 6 p.m. and thought I was teaching my fitness class, was at the stadium, and ended up taking her neighbor's son. A flood of emotions took over me as I sat in my car. I knew I loved me some Beyonce, but I was really about to sit. But was I really about to shed some thug ass tears over this? You goddamn right. All I could do was literally cry in the car and take my ass home. The question's not even done.
Okay, go ahead.
I know I should charge it to her head and not her heart, but my mama did not even call me to see what I would have done. I thought we was better than that. It's the day after the show and I'm still slightly in my feelings and I'm not sure how to act. I don't like being at odds with my mama. But damn, this was Beyonce. What would you guys do? Should I be upset? Girl,
I think that's something silly to be. I mean,
I get it, but it's your mama. I really do get it. I do, because it's Beyonce, and only Beyonce stans would have thought, I'll skip work for this. Your mama.
Yeah, your mother was probably like, she's not about to skip.
She's not about to cancel no damn work. Like, she's going to skip out on what she. Beyonce stans are like, I will give up anything. I will skip whatever I have to be at that show.
You could cut my own foot off and I will be a 1-foot heaven ass bitch.
I'll be hobbling my ass to that goddamn concert. I know that.
Sew that shit on.
Yes, sure will. Crutches and all. Yes, bitch, wheel my ass on down to my seat.
Mamas don't think that way.
They don't. They think, of course my baby is not going to cancel her class at the last minute, so let me take the neighbor's boy to the concert. That's how mamas think. So, no, don't be upset at your mama over something as trivial as Beyonce tickets. But girl, I do fucking understand the hurt feelings. Because I would have kept up a strong face, like on the phone, like, oh, okay, mama. All right, that's cool, because I wouldn't want her to feel bad. But, nigga, oh, I would. Oh, my God, the tears.
Endless.
I really feel like I would have honestly cried. Like, I'm not even judging you right now, Suge, because I literally would have cried.
I would have gone home and eaten like a ton of ice cream and peanut butter or something and just like passed
out. Oh, it would have been a cheat day. It definitely would have been a, so how many carbs can I have?
Depressed.
Yeah.
But I couldn't be mad at my mama.
Over no, it. That's not something, you don't want to let the sun set on your anger with your mama over Beyonce tickets. Like, that girl, that is a foolish thing. I mean, I get, well, that's a real statement.
But I know.
But you just, come on, like, that's crazy. If your mama, some crazy accident happened and your mama's in the hospital, you wouldn't want to think, oh God.
If it was like a boyfriend or a husband, then absolutely.
Somebody replaceable.
Milk that guilt for all it's worth.
Excuse me, nigga. I have been standing for Beyonce for how many years? Like, the entirety of our relationship, and you had the goddamn,
see, lovers audacity. Would know you ain't shit enough to, you know, like, lovers would know that bitch ain't gonna go to work, you know, so
right, cause but, I, please let me have a boo and this motherfucker have Beyonce
I would kill you.
So I think you want me to break up with
matter
you.
Of fact, if you got Beyonce tickets and I can't go, you're not going. Like,
I know you don't think you go into a Beyonce show without me.
With a Beyonce show?
The only way you're going to a show without me is if I already have tickets and they're better than yours.
You better ask security to bury your ass under MetLife after it's over.
I don't know where the fuck you think you're going, but you're not going to a goddamn Beyonce concert without me, bitch.
Anyway, don't be mad at your mom.
Yeah, no, girl, let that go. Like, I get it, you're hurt, but it's
Beyonce
not a reason
will
to hold.
Farm again.
Beyonce would not be mad at her mama behind this, so you shouldn't be mad at yours.
Beyonce probably hope her mama don't come to the show.
Like, mama, don't look at mama. I told you, don't look at the
I'm
partition part.
A thong, mama.
Mama, for real, I'm for real this time.
What else?
So let's move on. Our next question comes from Kalia, and it says, "Your show gives me so much life and has gotten me through this very tumultuous year I've been having. Thanks to everybody who sends messages like that. We get so."
I hit the mic stand.
Yeah, you did. That's cool, though. We get so many messages from people who tell us how we got you through, like, some terrible event in your life. And we obviously aren't able to respond to everything. But it's just so dope when y'all send stuff like that in. Like, it just makes us feel really good. So, thanks. But Kalia's question says, I was wondering how your workout regimens are going and what activities you guys like to do. I'm on my workout tip as well, and I often find myself bored with the gym and wanting to engage in other activities. Is this the case with you? And if so, what things are you doing besides going to the gym to stay active? P.S. You guys look great. Kid Fury, I put up that picture of you in the studio last week or 2 weeks ago, something like that. And it was, yes, you look good. You've been lifting weights, and everybody can tell.
Girl, please.
Are you really about to do this?
Because I don't know what y'all are talking about.
So you don't see the arms. You don't see the muscle definition in your arms.
I look the same to me.
So there's 2,000 people on Instagram who see it, and you don't.
I don't know what the fuck.
Okay. Yeah,
about.
No, I made it up. All right. So this question is about the gym and what you like to do in the gym and how you stay active and fit and
all that. I thought it was
that.
Besides being in the gym.
Well, it's what activities do you like to do? Are you bored in the gym? And if you are, what do you like to do to stay active other than being in the gym?
Oh, well, in the gym, I really enjoy running. Mm-hmm. I can run for no less than 30 minutes, but I like to go for every time about 45 to an hour.
Jesus.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's just like a rush.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at certain clubs that have like the screen in the front where you can have like a virtual path.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really weird, but somehow, like, I just put my music on and I got like, I'm running through Sydney, Australia or something. It's so strange.
That's dope though.
Some smart white man created that and they're just, you know, tipping my hat off to them. So I like to run. I like the battle ropes and I don't know. I'm a gym beginner, so I don't know what these things are. The hold up leg thing.
I don't know what that's called either, but
you hold yourself up and then like your legs dangle and you can do
and
like,
you do like your own swinging up of your legs.
Yeah,
kind of like a push-up but from your legs, or a sit-up but from your legs.
One
I don't
of
know
you
what
fitness
called.
People
yeah somebody help
let me
you.
Know what that's about and also call me.
I when I go to the gym, I usually do an exercise class. I really love cardio classes, and I do like advanced step aerobics, which is my favorite. and then I'll lift weights too. But I prefer, when I do run, I really prefer to do it outside. Like, I can't run on the treadmill for a long time because I just can't get out of my head. I prefer to actually go somewhere, like when I'm running. But I also don't run for 45 minutes or an hour. I'll run for maybe 30 and be like, okay, that was good. Like, I'm ready to go home. I can't do an hour. So, but I switch it up with the exercise classes. I really love those because it kind of forces you to get into it. Like, you're not doing it on your own self. You're like following somebody else's lead. So it kind of makes you get into it. And I just switch it up like that between like all of those different things, running like in the parks. And then
I can't run outdoors.
Oh, I love it.
I can rollerblade outdoors. I rollerblade sometimes.
That's fun.
But I can't. Running outdoors is so boring to me. I like just to be on the treadmill, because then you can turn it up and it like forces you to run faster instead of just being, because then I'll just jog and that's boring. I want to be like exhausted.
Oh, so you can like force yourself to run faster so you're more into it.
Yeah.
I need to be able to stop myself whenever the fuck I want. Like, I can't. But yeah, so that's what we do, I guess, in the gym to have fun and stay active and all that. I really enjoy more than anything the feeling that I get from working out. I just always feel so much better, even if I didn't want to go.
Like, I also initially. Play I also play Trick Daddy Trina, a little bit of Migos, and I just have at it in my room by myself. I just,
oh yeah, you work out at home too?
Yeah, I'll just, you know, do a little twerkio.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a mix of twerking and cardio.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I had it immediately, actually.
Alrighty.
Okay.
It's my own recipe.
I listen to, if I'm doing the machines, I listen to a lot of other podcasts. Of course, the ones on our network, the Combat Jack Show and Neck of the Woods and all the other Loudspeakers Network shows. But then I also listen to like This American Life and Welcome to Night Vale. So I love Wait Don't Tell Me, another NPR show, so I'll listen to those when I'm on like machines and stuff, or I'll listen to workout mixes on fucking Spotify. Those are worth every dime. Spotify is worth the premium membership, like, absolutely. So I love that shit. And SoundCloud too has a lot of workout mixes that you can listen to and download, so I do something like that if I'm not
including
in the
intros playlist on the read page.
It's
where you can go
soundcloud.com/3
every single intro every week.
All the intros are updated there, so if you guys are looking for those, that's where they are. But yeah, so that's what we do, and that's what we listen to while we're working out. Let's do one more question. Let's see, do you want to do one about siblings or one about living together?
Living together.
Okay. This is from Anonymous, and it says, I'm 25 years old and I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 9 years. Things have been going great, and we've talked about how we want to get married. Currently, we both live with our parents.
How long?
9 years.
Okay.
We both live with our parents, and he wants us to move in together, so I started looking for apartments. When I told my mother about this, she was very upset because she does not like the idea of living together before marriage. She thinks that if you live together, it makes the proposal, marriage, and honeymoon not as special, because it eventually becomes something that you quote-unquote should do instead of a purposeful decision to spend the rest of your lives together. She also thinks that living together will delay marriage because we would be living as though we were married without actually being married. Now I'm torn, and I'm not sure if we should move in together until he proposes. But I also do not want to pressure him into proposing. What do you guys think about couples living together before getting married, and do you have any advice for me?
So, shacking up. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Shacking up is because, okay, some people just don't believe in shacking up because they feel like it's just wrong. Like, it's just an old school traditional way of thinking where you're supposed to be married before you live together.
Yeah.
And all of this then, such which. I get it. And the points that mom is making here are true points. Like,
they're valid.
They're very valid points. However, I still believe that you kind of should live with a person before you marry them, because that's when you know them. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really know someone until you have shared a bed, a bathroom, a kitchen, living quarters.
Because like, you'd be surprised at the little things people do around the clock that get on your last
and some of them
nerve.
Can be deal breaking.
Yes.
So
he just sits there and chews his nails. He just sits there and bites his nails. What are you gonna do?
I would say that if you want to get right in the middle, I guess you should just have your own place. Let him have his own place. Mm-hmm. Mix and mingle.
Yeah.
Spend some nights with him. He can spend some nights with you. So you get the feel of living together without actually living together, and mm-hmm. then get married and then move in together. But I feel like you have to, I mean, I guess you don't have to live together permanently before you get married.
I don't like the idea of going straight from your mama's house to your husband's house. I feel like everybody needs that period in time where they live alone or with roommates, but they're independent. And they don't need their parents or their fiance or their husband to put in on any bills.
But they don't live together now.
Right. But I'm saying she's going, like, they're talking about, they both live with their parents and they're talking about getting an apartment together.
Oh.
But there's a lot of growing up that happens.
Oh, yeah.
When you are on your own, like, and you just, and your only focus is you. And I feel like a lot of people are trying to skip out on that part of their lives.
You don't want to go from having your mama in your face all day then to having your man in your face.
You really, like, just let yourself have some time.
Yeah.
Let yourself grow up. Like,
let yourself experience.
Find out what you really like and what you really want.
Self-reliance and responsibility.
Like,
absolutely.
Me at 21 and then me at 31, it's like two completely different girls. You grow up so much and you learn so much about yourself while, you know, you're aging and just kind of going through life. But you miss out on a lot of that if you rush straight into being somebody's wife and then worried about your role in that capacity and then maybe being a mother or whatever else comes down the line. So,
although I can imagine if you've been together for 9 years.
I mean, 9 years. Married. I'm sure you're ready. But y'all are you're also 25.
Right.
So that means y'all got together when you were very young. And again, like, I mean, I know there are some people who are high school sweethearts or whatever, and they just stay together forever, and it's this really cute story. But there are other people who realize, you know, as they grow up, things change, and they're not the same, and they don't necessarily want the same things they wanted when they were 13. You need to be flexible enough. Like, I don't want you to feel like anything is what you have to do. I want y'all to have, like, goals for yourselves, but then to also say, I'm flexible to whatever life comes. You know, whatever comes my way, I'm open to adjusting my life to my circumstances. Like, I'm not just fixated on being somebody's wife or being a mother or whatever the fuck else. Like, I'm open to life and whatever happens. Like, if you want to live with your fiance, boyfriend, whatever y'all are calling each other, then that'll be what you do. But your mama has good points about, you know, if marriage is really what you care about, then make sure y'all talk about that before you sign a lease together. Like, don't go into this situation with you having one goal in mind and him having another one.
Yeah, I don't think that either one of these decisions are going to destroy your entire life.
Yeah.
So
I know, I think I've heard that couples who lived together before marriage tend to not get married, but that may be because they realized that they were not compatible enough to get married. It may not be, you know, we just got lazy and decided never to get married.
It will be some shit. That you will, like, anyway.
And avoiding.
Try that. I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with avoiding marrying the wrong person. Like, that's actually a blessing. There's nothing to be shitty about. Like, you should be glad. And if you don't believe me, talk to some people who have been divorced. They will tell you about how much it sucks to marry the wrong person, how they wish they would have waited and had their priorities in line. So,
unless
as long as you're
Kim
doing. Okay, well, you know, we don't have to bring up that dizzy ass bitch. But if you guys have any questions, make sure you send them to asktheread@gmail.com. You just might be right on the show. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Hey guys, don't forget to check out our sponsors over at NatureBox. If you go to naturebox.com/the read, you can get 50% off your first box. NatureBox is an awesome service that delivers smart, delicious, tasty snacks for those of you out there who are trying to get it all fit and tone and nice and sexy, like one of our listener letters today. These are snacks, if you're a snacker like me, that you might want to check out. They're absolutely delicious. No hydrogenated oils, no artificial colors, none of that stuff. It's just really good, delicious snackage.
Yes, guys, rather than picking them up while grocery shopping, you can have your smart snacks sent directly to your home or office. You can have them in all kinds. You can get something randomly sent to you every month, or you can go through and choose the snacks you want. If that sounds good to you, go on over to naturebox.com/3 to get 50% off your very first box. They come in different sizes, so pick the one that's right for you or your family. You can have your products sent to P.O. boxes, so if that's where you get your mail, that's no problem at all. And like Kit Fury said, they include wholesome ingredients with no high fructose corn syrup or hydrogenated oils. They're nutritionist approved, so head on over to naturebox.com/3 for 50% off your first box. It is time to snack smarter with Nature Box and the Read at naturebox.com/3.
naturebox.com/READ. Go check them out and enjoy, and we're going to finish up the show. So it's time for the read. The read is time for now. Now is now.
Okay, what's your read this week?
So I don't know if this is going to work out the way that I want it to. It can either be spot on or me basically giving away the fact that I'm insane. So here's the thing. When I say, if you ask me, rather, what is wrong, and I say nothing when something is clearly wrong, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
I know I'm lying. You know I'm lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you know I'm lying. That's not the point. The point is, I don't want to fucking talk about it. So if I ask you, if you ask me what is wrong with you and I say nothing, nigga, that is the end of it. It is nothing until further fucking notice. It means shut up and get out of my goddamn face until I am ready to get out with it. That's all I ask. And if you're one of those people who, respect me enough to be honest and say that there's something wrong or what have you.
Oh, God.
Listen, if that's the case, don't ask me no motherfucking follow-up questions when I say I don't want to talk about it right now. Just leave me alone. Oh, well, then what? Is it something I did? Is it something this person did? Are you mad about this? Like, leave me alone. I did not ask to be interviewed. I'm sitting over here stewing in silence. Let me be quiet. I'm introverted.
Yes.
I deal with conflict a lot in my head. I deal with most things just sitting in my head and thinking about it. And when I'm in situations where I'm uncomfortable or upset,
Lord,
I get quiet. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. But it's always been, like, for the like my whole life, it's always been something where I affect other people's energy based on just me being like, okay, girl, I'm just sitting over here and I'm just gonna shut the fuck up. But that's how, it's not something that I do out of malice or like pettiness, like, oh, well, I'm just gonna sit over here and sulk because I'm upset because my cupcakes were dry on the inside or whatever. It's a natural reaction. It's almost like a defense mechanism where if I'm angry or uncomfortable, I'm antisocial also. So when I'm around, if I'm ever in a setting where I just don't have nothing for you, bitch, I just be quiet. I just am quiet.
Yeah.
So if you ask me, this happens to me all the time from everyone, friends, family, everybody, what's wrong? I'll just be like, nothing is wrong. I'm good. Mm-hmm. And you know I'm lying.
Oh, it's a lie.
And I know that you know I'm lying.
Yeah.
It is fine. But just respect the fact that my lying ass wants to be left in solitude and get on. Get on. Leave me the fuck alone. Let me be good. Because a lot of times, again, when I am quiet, it's either because I know saying something at that point in time is not going to get me anywhere, or I know if I say something at that point in time, I'm going to say something I regret. So I just be quiet. I just am quiet. Just let me be quiet and get to it when I'm ready.
Yeah, that's how you are.
Inside the mind of a pessimistic, introverted, antisocial.
Yes.
Psycho.
All these things. But I do think you should at least say, yes, something's wrong, but I don't really feel like talking about it. Like, I feel like that's more honest than just being like, no, nothing is wrong. When something is clearly wrong. But exactly. if you say, you know, like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, I just want to sit over here in my feelings till I get over it. Then people need to respect that, too. Like,
if that's what you want to do, then fine. I just feel like the times
I will let you sit in your feelings. I will absolutely let you do that. That is no problem at all. Because I get in my feelings, like, I mean, I wouldn't say often, but if I am in my feelings at any point in time, I have no issue just sitting my ass at home and working it out in my head. Like, that's completely fine with me.
See, I'm like the other way. Sometimes I will be in my feelings and still go out and just be like, okay, well, girl, it's
see,
sucks.
That I don't
And so
do.
Then I the girls will be that. Like, why didn't you just stay
With your mad ass.
Like, we just wanted mimosas and here you come. Fucking the whole vibe up. Just stank ass attitude. Like, girl, just go home then. But then no one says that to me either. Oh, like, I've only had like three friends in my life who have just been like, girl, then just stay at the house. Like, only, I swear to God, everybody else will.
But I have told you that if you're in like a bad mood, to just stay your ass at home.
I said three, bitch.
But you, I mean, sometimes it's like stuff where you feel like, you know, I need to go support my friend and get over my feelings, like, just because I don't like somebody.
That's what it always is. Because then it'll be somebody's birthday or somebody's performance.
But that's
somewhere.
All the more reason or to stay home, because you're fucking up somebody's birthday.
But it's just like, how I don't know. I want to be there to like support you in your moment, but I'm also pissed. So
you know what,
like,
this reminds me of somebody on Twitter like a couple months ago was talking about how if you were invited to somebody's wedding, like let's say your friend was getting married and like the two of you were a bridesmaid, but she had another bridesmaid that you absolutely hated, like somebody you absolutely could not fucking stand. Would you get over it and be in your friend's wedding and just kind of put on a fake ass happy face for the sake of your mutual friend? Or would you say, listen, girl, I love you down and I'll be at your wedding, absolutely, but there's no way I can sit up there next to that bitch without punching her in her goddamn taint? Like, which one would you do?
I would do the former.
See, I would do the latter. Like, I would send you an amazing gift. Unless you are like one of my friends that I would absolutely like kill over, I'm not going to sacrifice my happiness for yours.
Because if it's a person that I know is not, if it's a person I know that can hold their shit together and we can just, or I at least can hate your ass on the inside until this whole thing is over, I know I can do that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to punch somebody at your fucking wedding.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to argue with you at your wedding, but I'm not good at being fake. Mm-hmm. I never have been and I never will be. There's no way for me to be standing next to someone, sitting next to someone that I can't stand and not have everybody in attendance know without saying anything. It's just on my face. I can't do anything about it. So if I'm in my feelings, I absolutely still want to go to your wedding or your bar mitzvah or
birthday, yeah, dinner,
whatever
with all
the fuck,
the gays in Soho,
new
yes.
job,
all of that
shit. But I don't know how to keep things on the inside, so I have to learn how to just, I be feeling like Daria. I just look at people like the way that they are. I just be like, you niggas are fucking ridiculous. Like, I just can't deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, but see,
the other day I had someone, we were going to I'm gonna be quiet actually. They might be listening to this. I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Okay.
But like, I've been put in situations before where someone will tell me, oh, you're about to meet this person for the first time and they're a terrible person for all of these reasons. Let me list A to Z why this bitch sucks. And they do. And then they introduce them and are like, oh my God. Hey Calliope. Girl. Oh my God. We're such great friends.
Good.
This is my friend. And I'm just sitting there
you
like,
good.
No, you didn't.
No, I understand completely, though. I get that. But somebody's wedding is one of those times where you need to be able to really completely have a chill ass attitude, because it's absolutely not about you.
I just feel bad either way, because I feel bad if I go to, you know, or if I'm around my friends and the energy is supposed to be a positive one and I bring in a negative energy. I hate doing that. But I also know that I would feel bad if like my friends are doing something fun or my friend is having a moment and I'm not there to be supportive. Yeah. So it's like this whole internal fight. But
the point, though,
the point that I'm just trying to make for this this particular read is, if I'm upset about something, leave me alone. Yeah, I'm probably going to lie and be like, oh, nothing's wrong. And we both know that I'm lying, and that's fine. Get the fuck out of my face and leave me alone. Or if I do say I don't want to talk about it, which I will do, then respect that enough to just leave me alone. Don't ask me no follow-up questions. It don't matter if it's about you. It don't matter if it's about your mama. We will get to it when we get to it, if we get to it. Stay out of my face.
All right. Amen. So my read this week is about words. Okay. It's just, I mean, it seems to be my thing. I keep coming back to that. I've started a book club just because of my love of words. You can go to bookclub.crystal.com and check it out. We're reading Americana, and it's due in mid to late August. But anyway, enough about that. We are talking about words today because I have seen a lot lately from people on the internet who don't seem to really understand feminism and the fact that it's about equality. And they just kind of have an issue with equating the words equality with like the idea of sameness. So I'm just going to clear this up for you motherfuckers right now, so nobody else has to draw these dumbass parallels and sound like a fucking idiot when they talk. This is like how when women are talking about equal pay and, you know, maternity support and things like this, and then men want to talk about opening doors and having to pick up the tab at restaurants. Like, we're not talking about being the same person. We do not, and I'm talking specifically about feminism right now, but this applies to any like marginalized group when discussing any like group who oppresses others. Black people are not trying to be white people. We do not want to replace you. Women do not want to be men. We do not want to step into like male bodies. Like, we're not, that's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about being the absolute same as people. We're talking about being treated equally, meaning I don't want to be a white girl, but I don't want to be discriminated against because I'm not a white girl. I don't want to be a man, but I don't want to be denied a promotion or get paid less because I'm not one. That's what the fuck we're saying. Don't assume that because we're talking about equality and people should get paid the same amount of money for the same work, that that means, oh, well, women should be going around and pulling the car to the front in the rain then, and girls should be opening doors and girls should be picking up Nobody really gives a shit about that trivial bullshit. But it's not about, you know, one sex does this and one sex does that and you do the dishes and I take out the trash or whatever else. It's about people being treated equally because they're human beings. It's about people not being discriminated against because they're not white, because they're not male, because they're not straight, because they're not, you know, any other myriad of things, because you're transgendered all of a sudden, like this, all this bullshit happens to you simply because of who you are. Simply because of who we are, shit is not fair. And so all these different isms that y'all try to act like you don't need or you don't understand or you don't see the point of or you don't want to identify as is all about leveling the motherfucking playing field, not about making us all the goddamn same. I can want to be treated equally to any random white girl on the street without wanting to be a goddamn white girl on the street. And I don't understand why y'all act like this is so fucking hard to understand. Like, is that a crazy concept? Like, did I just make that up myself? Like, did I just come up with this and nobody has ever talked about it before and you niggas are just stunned and puzzled? Like, that doesn't goddamn compute to me. We don't have to all be the same, but we should all be treated like fucking human beings with basic decency and respect. That's all. So stop arguing against bullshit. Like, it's not even anything to argue about. Feminism is about equality among the sexes. There's no reason to be against it. Now, you may have problems with certain, you know, extremist sects of feminism, or you may have, you know, your whatever issues you have with white feminism or whatever the fuck else, I don't know. But the basic tenets of feminism are not up for debate. And if you don't agree with them, there's no reason for us to speak to one another. And it's the same thing with, you know, dissolving racism and dissolving transphobia and anything else. Like, if you don't agree in equality, then there's nothing for us to fucking talk about. Equality, though, is not sameness. We don't all have to be the goddamn same. It's like the people in the position of power are like, oh, well, if you want to be treated like me, then you need to be me. Is that really how you feel? Like, I need to be you in order to be treated as equal to you? Like, fuck you. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay. Hope that clears that up.
Well, that was the read for this week.
It is.
Don't forget to go to thisistheread.com. Well, I put my headphones back on.
What happened there?
Life.
Okay.
thisis3.com where you can stay updated with all that we've got going on episodes. We've got bios and lots of splashy shit on there, I guess. We've got a show coming up that we mentioned earlier in San Francisco on August 9th. So you can go to thereedsanfran.com to purchase tickets for that. Also, we've got some more dates coming up soon that we will announce once all of that stuff is steamed up and ready. So yes. Look out for that.
Excited about that. And I will be speaking on a panel for the Box Scene Project. You can head on over to my Tumblr, crystal.tumblr.com. I've got a post up right at the top with all the details where you can check out that panel and get tickets and everything else. I'm really excited about participating in that. So anything else from you, Kid Fury? Or do we have anything
hashtag
fun this week? Oh, God. Lord.
And no, that's that word starts with a K. K-M-B.
Kiss mad bitches.
Close. Know me, bitch. That's what you need to do, is know me. Know who I am, know what I have, know what I do, know what I stand for. And understand, bitch, there's never another one and will never be another one like me. Get into that. Power off.